and a number of religious writers, including Dr. Barry Downing, who's also a physicist, are convinced that there has been an extraterrestrial liaison since time immemorial.
Well, let's talk about the post-war ones, if you like. And you say that governments, you present evidence in the book to say that governments, it's 38 levels above top secret, you present evidence in the book that say it says that governments have been at times collaborating and have been crashes, or these aliens have willfully come to Earth. And in fact, as of 1988, there's one quote in the book, there is at least one alien working with the US government.
It has been confirmed by a physicist that the United States government has actually established contact with extraterrestrials. This claim was made on American television in October 1988 during a two-hour documentary on the subject, which was shown also in the Soviet Union, or at least there was collaboration with the Soviet Union on the program simultaneously when it was broadcast. And it has been shown in a number of other countries, and at least two intelligence agents appeared on this program and confirmed that there had been contact, it had been established. Furthermore, a number of people have now come forward indicating that an actual film showing aliens landing was taken at Holloman Air Force Base in 1964. I haven't seen the film. I'm trying to get it at the moment for an Anglo-American documentary, which is going to be, I think, one of the most expensive documentaries ever made on any subject, and it won't go out until late 1992, early 1993. Mm-hmm. But we are trying to obtain this movie film, which was shot on 16mm. The existence of the film has been confirmed for me by Bob Emmenegger, an American film producer. It's also been confirmed by Paul Schartl, who was head of security at Norton Air Force Base, and he's seen the film. He's absolutely convinced it shows the real thing. It's not just theatrical or training footage.